Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tell me something good.
10:38. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning.
Love me, yeah.
I'm going to get into a little mini theater segment here in just a minute, but we wanted to do something new that we are going to do from time to time here on the Sunday morning show. Tell you something good. You know, there's so much bad news that's out there. It's just so depressing. I just thought that we would occasionally focus on people and things that are going on, that are doing great things out there right now that you just don't hear about as much. So if you've got one of those, please feel free to drop us a note. You can do it on any of our social medias, which is on Facebook, Twitter, Dean Richards. Dean Richards WGN on Facebook, Dean Richards on Twitter. Or if you want to just drop me an email, drichards@wgntv.com one of the many ways that you can do it. Or, you know, just leave us a message and let us know people who are doing great things, like Liz Burgess, who we introduce you to today, who is the executive director of an organization called Sharing Notes. Liz, thank you for joining us, and welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me, Dean. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to know about people and organizations doing outstanding things for others. Explain what Sharing Notes is all about.
Well, Sharing Notes is a nonprofit that has been bringing live music visits to patients in hospitals across the Chicagoland area since 2012. So we have musicians and staff that goes and plays live music to bring a little joy and solace to those that are suffering in hospitals. However, with the pandemic, we had to pivot, which is what a lot of organizations have been doing, is pivoting to live virtual bedside concerts. So what we're doing now is still engaging and bringing the arts and music to patients even further across the Chicagoland area, because we don't have to be there in person anymore. So we do this with FaceTime and Zoom.
Yeah, so you set up appointments with hospitals, with nursing facilities, I imagine, maybe private patients even, and just play live music for them to give them a little bit of enjoyment during the day.
Absolutely. You know, when you're recovering, whether it's just a couple of days in the hospital or COVID or in a rehab facility, you hear a lot of strange noises. You don't hear the joy of music. So what we're doing is bringing a little bit of that to those patients. And we do this with, we've partnered with Lake Forest Hospital, Mary and Joy, various Northwestern hospitals across Chicago, La Rabita Children's. And it's so lovely to be able to talk to someone, listen to some music, and engage in something other than your treatment.
Right. Yeah, because it's all about when you're in these facilities, your whole world is about being sick, and you want distraction from that.
And this is the perfect distraction, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit of music.
Yeah. Over the last couple of years, I spent more time than I would have liked to in hospitals and nursing homes with my mom. And occasionally, before COVID, somebody would come in, musicians would come in and perform for the people who were living in the facility. I've seen cases in children's hospitals where, musicians come and visit and entertain the little kids who are, the little kids don't even know why they're there in many cases,
right.
So they just know that somebody came with some musical instruments and they're having fun. And often the kids also get involved, don't they, with playing the instruments as well?
Absolutely. And Sharing Notes musicians are trained to do this with children, with patients. We work with them. They're gifted musicians to begin with, and they're offering their time and their talent. But we help them along with some training on how to work with the children, with patients. You never know who's on the other end of of your Zoom or your phone call. So it's having those conversations, talking about music, about your instrument. We take requests. So sometimes there's a song that sparks a beautiful memory. And then you're able to recall something positive in your life as opposed to the beeps and noises in a hospital.
Right, right. I'd completely forgotten about that part. My mom, among many ailments, suffered with dementia and Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And they said, the doctors and nurses and staff said that the cognition of music is one of the last things that people who have dementia lose, and that hearing a special song can bring back a million memories. And boy, was that ever, that was the case with my mom, with a song, and she would remember dancing at the Aragon Ballroom. I couldn't awesome. Believe the details of that sparked all these wonderful details just by hearing a song, because somebody was courteous enough to come in and perform a song for these senior citizens.
Dean, and that is truly a special moment that you had, that you got to share with your mom in those times. And my mother-in-law has Alzheimer's, and I understand how that feels. And music has a way of soothing anxiety and offering consolation, and those kinds of connections between the music, the family, the patient. It really is a lovely thing.
Yeah. I was reading in the notes that you sent over about your organization how the Journal of Advanced Nursing found that simply listening to music can reduce chronic pain 21% and depression 25%. It lowers blood pressure and anxiety in inpatients. It's very pretty to listen to, but it has a physiological effect also on whether they're seniors or kids, whoever happens to be in the hospital that you're performing for.
It does. It really does. And it also brings a sense of belonging and participation, things that that you miss when you are ill or in the hospital, which is what Sharing Notes is all about right there, bringing us all together, alleviating that sense of alienation that we have, and social distancing, right? With all this COVID, I mean, do you remember when the pandemic started and we were watching musicians performing all over the world?
Yeah.
And it just brought us all closer together.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's why I think this is such a great organization, and why we wanted to feature you today on Something Good, our feature where we salute people who are doing something special for others. Liz, to you and your organization, thank you so much. People want to get more information about Sharing Notes. What's the best way to do it?
Check out our website at sharing-notes.org, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We're out there, and we welcome your support and your friendship.
Sharing-notes.org. Liz Burgess, the Executive Director, thank you for all that you do there. Liz, have a great day today.
Thank you so much, Dean.
Appreciate the conversation. And if you want to tell us about something good going on in your world, you can drop us a note, drop us a line on social media. Love to hear from you.